are. We've been saving your place. That's in line.
Hey, Joe.
What's up, Dave?
Oh, not much.
So how did you hear about our little secret coffee spot?
Oh, I don't know. I guess, you know, I came into the building, saw it here in the lobby. And then, you know what? You know what helped was you calling me three times last night to remind me about the big grand opening.
Well, let's keep it under our bonnets. We don't want the common people to know about this one, right?
So, what do you think?
This place sucks.
Oh, my God. That is so...
Look at it. Did you read this?
No.
That is so... Oh, the comic. Who drew this?
What?
The little cartoon. Can you tell me who drew that?
No, I...
It
I,
is so funny.
I don't know. Do you have an order?
But did you guys... Which one of you drew the cartoon here with the little dog?
Matthew, nobody here drew that. It's a comic strip called Dilbert. It's in newspapers every day.
You're kidding.
No, I assure you I'm not kidding.
It is so...
Funny, yes, I know. Now,
You know, some of us have jobs to get to.
Save it.
Have you seen this? Have you ever seen that before?
Well, Matthew, would you please just order and leave people in peace?
Yeah. Do you have, fresh fruit smoothies?
No. Just go.
They don't have fresh fruit smoothies.
They don't? Well, that is outrageous. I suggest we take our business elsewhere.
Damn straight. Come on, guys.
Can't believe that worked.
Some days you get lucky. Good morning.
Hello.
Hey, is that a new New York radio guide?
Yes, it is. Just as boring as last year's New York radio guide.
Uh-huh. Well, how's our review?
I haven't read it.
You haven't? Aren't you at all curious about what our peers think of my first full year as news director?
Well, it is the New York radio guide. Nobody reads it except for psychotic geeks obsessed with every little detail of the incestuous world of New York radio.
Is that the 96-97 New York radio guide?